screen-detected cancers who've actually had a breast cancer before. And as far as I'm concerned, if the radiologists find those cancers on x-rays, that is great. Some of them are contralateral cancers, some of them are recurrences in the same breast. But we now know that around 13% of the women who are screened with screen-detected cancers, this isn't actually the first time they've had a breast cancer diagnosed. And this came to light because I was worried that in my own region, we had something like 10% previous cancers excluded from the audit, and everybody else was getting 1, 2 or 3%. So I said, let's just try and find out which is right and why we're different. And in fact, if you match all the screening cases against the National Cancer Database, you actually find that it should be around about 13% for everybody. So that is slightly worrying. And what do these cancers look like? Well, if you've had no previous cancer, you're more likely to have a smaller cancer. You're more likely to have a grade 1 cancer. You're actually more likely to be node positive. You're much more likely to have an early stage cancer. And you're much more likely to be under 62. So what we need to start thinking about are what are the implications for this when we start looking at the adjuvant therapy data, because many of the people who haven't, say, had a particular treatment, is it the ones that have had previous cancers and have they had those treatments before? And, of course, these are also in the main audit. So when we start looking at the proportion of node-positive cancers in different units in the main audit, I think we really are seriously going to have to start looking at the proportion of previous cancers that we've got in these.